This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perek Vav Bishtahei, continuation. We got up to Banova was the last thing. Today we're starting continuing the 48 ways to become a Torah. The Mem Ches Gnei Torah B'Simcha. The next thing is with joy. A person has to be in B'Simcha, should be Torah Simcha, because of Sim Yisrael Alev M'Schadet HaSeichel. Your heart opens up. The Chazal tell us, the Gemara on Shabbos, Taflami, the Rava, when he was giving shir, was Rav was giving shir, he started with Mr. Dichusa. Why? Because that opens up the lev. The emotions get your heart open. And Mitzchad says, and you're doing with joy, your mind becomes sharper. And your zikaron becomes wiser, and you're able to remember things better. And also, if a person doesn't have a simcha, it's oil on him, he treats it like it's so difficult, he hates it, so for the love, he's going to run away from it. And Vada, we know, Rashi says that you have to have a simcha because we know that the Baruch Shalom is only showing the Torah simcha. And we know when you learn Torah, you have to bring the Baruch Shalom into your life. The Baruch Shalom is there with the person learning. And that's, if you don't bring the Baruch Shalom in, that'd be this Torah. You can't learn the Torah. You won't be zuch to the Torah. So since the Kodesh Bo is only Shoyri Shechina, Mitoch Simcha, is a Meila. And the Tefillah also says you grasp material much better. And the Ruach Chaim says that a person can accomplish in 1 hour of with learning Torah with happiness, as the Torah, it says the Ruach Chaim, that a sad person can become many hours of learning. When he's sad, says the Ruach Chaim, that in 1 hour of learning B'Simcha, you can accomplish much more than many, many hours. Okay, that's another pshat. Now, B'Shimash Chacham, the next thing is, by serving the Chacham, the sages. What does that mean? Through the Shimash, you'll learn a lot of things you might say, and as Chazal tell us, G'doy L'Shimusha Yoyisim in Limuda. And the Rifarshim learn over there that by seeing with your eyes how Talmud Chacham, how it's Tzadik, how a Rashiva, how a person that knows Torah and Halacha, and he knows how he knows that he's a walking Sefer Torah. So you watch him and you observe every action he does. You can learn many Halachas from that. Somebody said, what's Mashamish? He said, Mashamish, one of the Gedolim. He certainly learned so many different halachas in Hilchos Netilas Yadayim. There was a Mashamish Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. So the money, so that's the story. You learn so many different laws, and by seeing it, it makes a bigger impression on you. And we know this Maharish Nogei, this week's parsha, Yeshua was to become the next manning and the Gadol Hador because of his koch of Shimush Chachamim, Shimush Tamil Racham. The next thing is, this is number Yud Aleph, so that was Tes, was Simcha, Yud was Shimush Chacham. Yud Aleph is Diktuk Chaveirim. Dikta Chaver means that you learn from. Dikta Chaver is analyzing together with your friends. You learn with others. And this gives you a chance to discuss and analyze it properly. And you also discuss all what your Rebbe. You went to a shir together, you discuss it. Another Pshat Amun Shmuel says that you medaktik which friends you choose to hang around. If you have friends that are interested in staying and growing, that obviously when you have a chabura, Torah's next chabura, and you have a good chevra, so avada that advances your koich and your ability to learn properly and well. And number 12, Yud Beis bepilpul hatalmidim, which means by having talmidim who. Through their kashas and your answering their kashas is mischar the seich. It sharpens the mind and everything gets much more clear by you. As Chazal say in Tanis of Zion, Eitz Chaim hi, Lachzigim ba, Lama Nibshatur la Eitz. Why is Torah compared to a tree, to wood? It's cut in miles ago, just like small wood. When you ready to make a bonfire, you have to have small twigs there, and that helps ignite the larger ones. So too, the younger students, after we come to Chazal, the young ones, as Chazal say over there, when we Talmida, Yosef Kulam, the most I learn from my Talmida, when a person has Talmida, that helps sharpen a person, helps a person think more. The Talmidim see things that he didn't see, they're going much slower. He sees, as the Chavis Das explains, that's why he's called a Talmud Chacham. He's still seeing, the Gadol sees it very, very advanced. When you see, sometimes you're looking very far, you sometimes miss out on things in front of you. And that's the Koyach of the Talmidim, who to ask all the different questions to make sure that it is 100% clear by the Rebbe. So that's a tremendous, tremendous advantage to have the pilpul al talmidim, and these are the three things that the Gemara says. Habi lamati merabosai u mechaver yoisa u mitalmida yoisa mikulam. Just to say over one more pshat that we know why a person talmida yoisa mikulam. So I once saw that the Leib Gerwitz brought in a sefer Rashi Sharm and Akdama. He brought from the Reb Tzadok that the pshat why you learn more from your talmidim is because everybody has a chelik in Torah. And them is one person not shy to the other. Everybody has their own individual chelik. But what happens is when a Rebbe has to teach his Talmud, so he's the pipeline through which the Talmud has to get his Torah. And therefore, through that, the Rebbe gets much of the Torah because he has to give it to the Talmud. So the fact that he's a Rebbe and he has to feed to the Talmud what he needs, his chelik in Torah, so may the Rebbe gets that chelik also. That's me Talmud Yosef Mikulam. Whatever the pshatim are, the tremendous advantage of learning with other people, whether it's rabbeim, students, the talmidim with the rabbeim, whether it's chaveim, chavrusas, whether it's with your own students, in any of the everything, it's learning together. We know this is one of the most important things. That's why the kruvim are two, because the kruvim are represent the kruvim represent they're on top of the aron, which is the Torah. In order to acquire Torah, it's two with twos, either with Chavruses, Rebbe Talmud, Talmud Rebbe. Torah is only Nizbech Habura. That's a very important idea to know that you should always try to have somebody else to be able to discuss your Torah with, and that way you become greater and greater in Torah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.